All right, strap in, because today we're going deep into the world of high-stakes poker.
High stakes indeed.
With a strategy that bends the rules and maybe even breaks a few.
Yeah, it throws the rule book right out the window.
It's bluff-outs poker.
The brainchild of a poker legend,
Ed Reif.
a guy who's won and lost fortunes faster than most people can count cards.
We've got his articles, his study guides, all laid out, ready to dissect.
A real treasure trove of poker wisdom.
And one thing that jumped out at me right away,
Oh, yeah. What's that?
full catastrophe poker.
Now that sounds intense.
Intense is putting it mildly.
Reef's philosophy is all about pushing the limits.
It's like he's saying, forget the cards.
Forget the
It's
cards.
the money that talks.
He actually calls it a game of money played with cards.
Bold statement.
He sees betting as the ultimate weapon.
A way to control the game.
Force your opponents into making tough decisions.
So it's almost like psychological warfare.
Absolutely.
You're playing the player.
More than the cards.
He even calls betting a language.
A slang full of bluffs and double bluffs.
Screaming strength.
Getting the job done.
And that's where bluff outs come in, right?
Right on the money.
These aren't your typical outs waiting for a card to improve your hand.
No, these are calculated risks.
Where you bet on your opponent's perception.
You make them think you have the nuts.
Even if you're holding nothing.
The goal is to make them fold.
Even if they might have a stronger hand.
It's a high wire act.
And it all ties into this full catastrophe idea,
It's about being the aggressor,
dictating the action.
not just reacting to the cards you're dealt.
Reif has this great example in his book.
Lay it on me.
Let's say the flop suggests your opponent might have a flush draw.
Okay, I'm following.
Now, you might not have a flush yourself,
Right.
but if a card comes on the river that completes their potential flush,
That's when you pounce.
you bet aggressively.
Make them think you've got the flush.
Even if you don't, you're
Brilliant.
leveraging their fear,
The fear of losing to a stronger hand.
turning their potential strength into your advantage.
That's the power of bluff outs.
It's a high-stakes game of chicken.
Who's gonna blink first?
But it's not just about acting tough.
There's a strategy behind it.
You need to be convincing.
Reef calls it misleading vividness.
Projecting absolute confidence,
Even when you're
like
bluffing.
an actor playing a role.
Exactly.
So it's not just about the bet itself,
It's the whole package.
your body language,
Your
the
tone.
size of your bet,
It all creates that aura of strength.
making your opponent believe you have the nuts.
Even if you're holding a pair of deuces, like
Here we
that
go.
hand with Phil Ivey and Tom Dwan. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, the one where Ivy stared Dwan down with just king high.
And Dwan folded a monster hand.
Classic example of misleading vividness in action.
Talk about nerves of steel.
But it's not just about acting confident. You need a strategy behind those bluffs.
You can't just bluff willy-nilly.
So how do you know when to pull the trigger?
Reef has a system for that, of course.
He always has a system.
He calls it the risk-reward ratio,
Risk-reward ratio.
or RRR for short.
So you're basically weighing the potential gains against the potential losses. Yeah.
Exactly. You got to know what you stand to win and what you could lose.
Makes sense? It's about being calculated, not just reckless.
You don't want to go broke on a bluff.
Unless you're Ed Reif, maybe.
Maybe.
Is there anything else we should be considering before attempting a bluff?
Oh, yeah. There's more to it than just the RRR.
Like what?
You got to analyze your opponent's calling patterns.
Calling patterns.
Yeah. Reef calls them CPs. It's all about observing how they respond to bets.
So, like, if they fold easily under pressure,
That's a tell.
or if they're more likely to call your bluff,
Exactly. You're gathering intel
building a profile on your opponent
based on their past behavior.
so you can use their own tendencies against them.
That's the beauty of Reef's approach. He wants you to be a student of the game.
Always learning, always adapting.
He's big on information dominance.
Information dominance. What's that all about?
It's about knowing more than your opponent.
The more you know, the better equipped you are to make winning decisions.
He compares it to gathering intel.
Like a spy.
Kinda. You're always looking for clues.
Piecing together
He's
information.
trying to get an edge.
So information dominance is about gathering intel, but how do you use that information?
That's where positional advantage comes in.
Positional advantage.
Where you sit at the table matters.
So if you're in a late position,
You get to see how your opponents bet before you have to act.
like having the inside scoop.
Exactly. And this applies to life too, not just poker.
Interesting how he connects those dots.
Negotiations, business deals, even everyday interactions.
Understanding positional advantage can help you make better decisions.
In any
It all
situation.
starting to make sense now. Information dominance, positional advantage, bluffing.
It's all connected.
Reif provides a framework for thinking about the game.
A system that can be applied to poker and beyond.
It's like he's saying life itself is a high-stakes game.
And to win that game, you got to be strategic. Got to be adaptable.
And you got to be willing to take risks.
Calculated risks, of course.
That brings us back to full catastrophe.
Yeah.
Poker embracing that risk-taking mentality.
Remember, Reef's central idea of poker is a game of money played with cards.
Right.
Full catastrophe takes that concept to the extreme.
It's about being aggressive,
Assertive.
prioritizing betting over the strength of your hand.
It's a bold approach.
It sounds almost reckless.
But there's a method to the madness.
I'm sure there is.
It's about understanding that poker is as much about psychology as it is about probability.
Right.
By betting aggressively, you can control the narrative,
Intimidate your opponents.
force them to make mistakes,
It's about taking control,
dictating the action.
not letting the cards dictate your fate.
Exactly. And this can be applied to life as well.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Sometimes you need to be bold, assertive, and willing to push the boundaries.
To achieve your goals,
Be the protagonist of your own story.
not just reacting to the circumstances.
That's what makes Reef's philosophy so compelling.
It's empowering.
It encourages you to take charge,
Make bold moves.
shape your own destiny.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
But before we wrap up this part,
Yeah.
Reef talks about full catastrophe, but he also emphasizes calculated decision making.
Interesting point.
How do those two ideas coexist?
Good question. It might seem contradictory,
It does a little.
but the key is balance.
Balance between aggression and control.
Full catastrophe isn't about being reckless.
It's about calculated aggression.
Knowing when to push and when to hold back.
Reading the situation, assessing the risks, making strategic decisions
It's a delicate dance.
between instinct and strategy
That's what makes poker so fascinating.
and life, too.
A constant game of adaptation learning and calculated risk-taking.
This has been an incredible journey,
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
exploring the mind of Ed Reif
He's a unique character, that's for sure.
and his unconventional approach to poker.
He's not afraid to shake things up.
Before we move on to our final part,
Okay.
what does Ed Reif consider his ultimate takeaway?
He believes that poker isn't just a game.
It's a metaphor for life.
The skills you develop at the poker table.
Reading people, managing risk, making decisions under pressure.
Those are essential for success in all aspects of life.
So don't just leave those skills at the table.
Take them with you out into the world.
But to hear more about that.
You'll have to join us for the final part of our deep dive into Bluffout's poker.
So we've talked about Reef's idea that poker is like a metaphor for life.
Yeah, kind of a training ground for dealing with the real world.
You learn to read, people manage risk, make tough choices under pressure.
All those skills you need to navigate the challenges of life.
So it's about taking that strategic mindset from the poker table and applying it to your everyday life.
You got to think about it.
Okay.
We're constantly making choices,
Weighing options.
trying to figure out the best path.
It's like we're all playing a game.
Even if we don't realize it,
And sometimes you gotta take risks to get ahead.
that's where Reef's idea of calculated risk-taking comes in.
Calculated risk-taking.
It's not about being reckless, but
Yeah.
playing it safe all the time.
Can hold you back.
Exactly. Got to find that sweet spot.
Between caution and courage.
Calculated risk-taking means understanding the consequences
Both good and bad.
and then making a decision based on that assessment.
So it's about being informed
Strategic.
and then having the guts to take action.
That's the heart of it.
And Reef believes this applies to everything.
Career choices, relationships, personal growth, you name it.
It's about taking ownership of your life.
Even when things feel uncertain,
Which brings us back to full catastrophe poker.
embracing the chaos,
The uncertainty.
the unpredictable nature of it all.
And using those elements to your advantage.
Instead of being intimidated,
You learn to thrive in those moments of uncertainty.
takes a certain level of mental toughness.
And a belief in your own ability to handle whatever comes your way.
You got it.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive.
Real eye-opener.
Exploring the mind of Ed Reif.
And his unique approach to poker.
Any final words of wisdom before we wrap things up?
I think Reef would say, go out there and play your best game.
Play your best game.
And remember those skills you learn at the poker table
The strategic thinking,
to risk
the
management.
ability to read people.
Those are valuable in every aspect of life.
So don't be afraid to take those lessons and apply them to your own game, whatever they may be.
Words to live by.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Bluffout's poker.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep your mind sharp and your bets calculated.